We live in very exciting times. Woo! Turbulent, changing, volatile, but exciting nonetheless. And new doors of opportunity open in exciting times, especially times when there are lots of different opinions on religion, politics, economics, almost in a state of chaos. But you throw chaos up into the air high enough, long enough, and it comes down in some kind of an order. And that's what we're here to create, the new world order. Okay, well, anyway, I'll let you know. And that molecular order, am I being recorded yet? That molecular order will become a new order, a world order, as time goes on, as people catch on. So as these doors of opportunity open, we need to be aware. And no one is more aware of new doors of opportunity opening than my Uncle J.J. Joe has been around, heck, I've known him all my life, and since I was a little kid, and he gave me a dollar for my 8th birthday.
I went to the hospital the day he was born.
I see. He probably gave me a spanking then. But he's spent a lifetime getting ready for this moment in time. This promises to be one of the best gatherings because of the connectedness and because of the preparedness. Because we've been doing this for so long that we should be getting it right about now. Joe's a student of philosophy. He's read a lot of books. I remember when, in the 70s, he lived in New Plymouth, and I was just married. And my wife and I went over to see Joe and Margaret at his place. And he had books lined up on his wall from the floor to the ceiling. All these different books. I mean, in my life, I've probably read 20 or 30 books. And he had a ton of books. So I go, man, what's with all these books? He says, I like to learn and I like to read. He said, why don't you try a few? And so he gave me some. And these are the kind of books that he shared with me. The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ.
That's awesome.
Let me read this book. Fascinating. I mean, it put a whole new slant on who Jesus was. It went into the ages, what an age was, Aquarian, Pisces, how Jesus was lord over the Piscean age, which had to do a lot with authority. Life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. That's in here somewhere. Here it is. How many have read these books? Fabulous. Got me thinking in ways I'd never thought of before. He told me about holy men that ye know not of. I go, who's writing this stuff? He says, these people are talked about in the Doctrine and Covenants. They're called holy men that ye know not of. And they're the masters on the planet that guide human affairs. And so I read all these. Reincarnation. He got me excommunicated single-handedly from the Mormon Church for teaching me about reincarnation. And he said, now, you should keep this to yourself. So I did for 3 or 4 days. And then I went and taught my Sunday school class. And the kids wanted to know what happened to the wicked when they died and how they got punished, because they might have died, you know, in a wicked state. And I said, well, it's by the wicked that the wicked are punished. They're going to have to come back. Well, how does that work? Asked little Tommy. Well, they're going to get a new body, and they're going to get a whole new experience, and they're going to have happened to them what they did to others, so they'll learn. Well, that's reincarnation. I said, that's exactly what it is. Well, they liked it, the kids I was teaching, but their parents didn't. And the bishop didn't. And others didn't. So out I went, and Joe was soon to follow. But he got me introduced to reincarnation, which shifted my whole idea about the plan of salvation and made sense. The Ultimate Frontier, about groups of people that had started spiritual endeavors. Some worked, some not so much. Lobsang Rampa. Anybody read any Rampa books? Really, really interesting. Get a hold of some Rampa books. Let's see, what else?
Wallace Bailey.
We've got a whole bunch of them.
Astrology. Anybody have their astrology chart done by Joe? I tell you what, if you haven't, you should, because he's good. He told me things about myself I never would have figured out by looking at my chart. So he got me interested in astrology, reincarnation Mormonism. That got us in some trouble. And he even let me put my name on it. I did a little, some contributing, but he did most of it. We were involved in an answer to nuclear war and arms, and we started a project called Project Peace and Goodwill. And we took that to the doorsteps of humanity. And that went over like a friggin' lead balloon. And we couldn't understand why. We thought, man, people are going to take one look at this, no bombs, no nukes, and go head over heels. What else you got?
The time will come for that.
Everything that we've done will catch up with itself in time. Reincarnation in the Bible for non-Mormons. You know, it's there available to them. Tesla got me started in science. Not just religion, but science. Who knows who Nikola Tesla was? All right. Return of the Dove is a book about the origin of Nikola Tesla, how he came from Venus at the right time. If it hadn't been for Tesla, we would have fallen under the scientific domain of Edison, who was totally into direct current, which required batteries like every so far. And the only way that we were able to enter into this new age was because of Nikola Tesla and alternating current. Fascinating study on this man. Here's the book, Journey's End, that got us in trouble, that Bruce R. McConkie and Mark E. Peterson had on their desk, probably along with some reincarnation books as well. Course in Miracles, Joe got me started in this. Started by the Foundation of Inner Peace, and is a textbook and training manual for teachers, people that want to create light in their own lives and share it. Of Course in Miracles, how to create miracles in your life. Here's a little light reading. Treatise on Cosmic Fire.
Let's see how many pages. 1,200, 1,350 pages.
Small print.
And, you know, here's
one sentence.
This Advent, first it should be borne in mind by the occult student that this Advent signalized the taking of a physical vehicle by a planetary logos and was literally the coming of the Avatar. Well, we're going to talk about all that. We got some time.
You got the page in the Tibetan and then there's some heavy stuff there.
Anyway, what was that, Ogden Kraut? The Dream Maker, anybody hear of Ogden Kraut?
Yeah,
okay, Joe got us into that. 3 Degrees of Glory, and Joe wrote an article on Eternal Progression, which showed the truth behind the evolution between the kingdoms. One of the interesting things we did was we had a debate. We got sick and tired of hearing all these people lambast the Mormonism and Joseph Smith. This was a time in the 70s when the born-again Christian movement had a video out called The Godmakers. And it was very derogatory against Mormonism and Joseph Smith, and it was very filled with lies and distortions and of the truth. And Joe and I said, you know what, it's about time we stood up to these people and did something. And so Joe was instrumental in creating this debate. He said, let's debate them. I said, okay. So we ran an ad in the paper and nobody would come up to debate us. So we ran a bigger ad and we got two of the top leaders of this.
We insulted them for not responding to the debate. We called them pretty much cowards, unwilling to defend their God. And boy, we got responses from almost every state in the country.
All through the country.
We had everybody wanting to debate us. We had little kids calling up, grandmas wanting to everybody wanted to debate us. So we had a pick of all kinds of people, so we picked the strongest people we could find, huh? We didn't want to date a couple wimps. Debate a couple wimps.
So this was a highlight, and we had 1,000 people show up. 10 on our side.
Your family mainly.
But we had to pay him to get him there, but it didn't matter. You know, it was a moment for us to defend the truth as we saw it. And let me tell you what, they did not ask for a rematch.
Again, they sent a general authority up to tell everybody to not attend the debate.
Yeah, we were on our own at that point and been on our own ever since. But we don't care. Okay, so Joe, just to let you know his background and his history, because he is a regular guy, but he's done a lot of things. He's read a lot of books. He's studied. He's a hypnotist, past life regressionist, handwriting analyst, healing artist, author of 12 books and more. But his most interesting contribution in my life was his knowledge on spiritual things. Yeah. He has a deep...
Am I paying you to say these things?
Yeah, he'll get back to you dinner tonight. Don't worry. He had a deep understanding. Remember, I'm back from a mission. I know all about the literal gathering of Israel. And he's showing me they're not doing it. And the church is out of order here, here, and here. And you can't say anything or you will get in trouble. Just try it. Well, I found that out. But he understood the literal gathering of Israel. That was before we knew about the molecular concept. Then he was writing, and I read everything that he wrote. But he knew about the power that would be generated when good people got together to make a better world. He understood it. I understood it. So we worked together acting on it, especially after we were excommunicated. It was like we were liberated. We could do whatever we want. We started a group called the Restorers, trying to bring truth back into the Mormon Church. Good luck with that one. And we met. That's when we met with the leaders of Bruce R. and Markey, and went round and round. That was an experience, I'll tell you. Trapped in that little room, the four of us going toe to toe. That was a hoot. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Then we started a group called the Synthesis Group. Nobody could say synthesis, so we had to disband that. Synthesis. Well, anyway. But the idea was to bring people into a systematized association of friends and that kind of thing. Then Joe wrote a book called The Immortal. And everything changed. Everybody read The Immortal? All right. You've read some of this stuff, or you probably wouldn't be here unless I brought you. You came with me. Then later, The Lost Keys of the Buddha, and then Lorraine said, well, we should get together once a year and talk about Joe's stuff and celebrate, and that's what we are. And now we're in the company of some of the finest people on this planet, doing one of the greatest works that's ever been initiated. Period. Joe inspired me to write a book. We had a whole life expo. Well, I went to a Whole Life Expo in California. I was in L.A. for 10 years, training to be a motivational speaker and a life coach and that kind of thing, and spiritual advisor. And while I was there, I went to a Whole Life Expo, and Joe said, well, we can put one on here in Boise. And he did. He rounded up about 40 participants and went down and got a room at the Boise Library and advertised and had about, 300 or 400 people show up?
As Boise State University, we had it,
yeah. Boise State University. Well, they have a library.
No, it wasn't a library.
No, but they have a library. Could have been in the Boise State University library. Okay, anyway, that's where it was. How many people did we have show up? 300 or 400?
Yeah, it wasn't as many as we got really good press afterwards, but we didn't get much press outside of our own advertising before, so we about broke even on it, but it was interesting.
It was an experience, and